Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce back into the studio this week, Ben Harrington, who is editor of the Beetaville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks, Matt.
Good, good. Well, lots going on in the market over the weekend, and it'll be quite interesting actually to see how that feeds through into M&A. Maybe a lot of companies were just holding back a little bit just to see what would happen in France and Europe before maybe signing off on a few deals. So what have you got for us today, Ben?
Well, this morning there was actually, it wasn't a deal, but it looks like Jimmy Choo could be involved in some M&A over the next couple of months, because the fashion label announced that it's going to be carrying out strategic review, which is effectively sort of code language or banker parlance for a sale process. And so that will probably end up being I think the current market cap's about 650 million pounds, so likely to be a sort of £800 million deal.
Good stuff. I mean, I saw the headline this morning.
Yeah.
With regards to that, and I was scratching my head a little bit, the fact that they're announcing a strategic review and basically putting themselves up for sale, is what I read, really. It seems strange that maybe they haven't already looked at other partners or approached maybe private equity before announcing that to the market. Do you think that feels a little bit strange, that they haven't already gone down that route, or is this the right thing to be announcing to the market?
Well, I think part of the reason why companies decide to make that announcement is, under the new takeover panel rules, if you announce a strategic review, then subsequent to that announcement, you don't necessarily have to keep on updating the market if you've received an approach, a firm approach, and then another approach by a counter bidder. You can just run a process where, you know, you can, in 2 months' time, you can just announce a recommended offer. So when a company such as Jimmy Choo is likely to attract quite a few acquirers, and there'll probably be a fair amount of leaks as well. And by making this announcement, they won't necessarily have to keep on updating the market when, let's say, for example, the FT writes, you know, I don't know, Richemont's made an approach for the company or submitted an indicative offer, or there's an update on the auction process. Because if you're going to run a structured auction with a first round, a second round, possibly a third round, there's always going to be a lot of leaks. So I'm really speculating out loud here. I don't know for sure, because I haven't actually had the time this morning to speak to anybody involved in that process. But I guess that could be one reason why they've just decided to announce the strategic review.
Okay, so quite potentially a big positive then for Jimmy Choo.
Possibly. If you look at I'm not sure you're aware, but Jimmy Choo is one of its largest shareholders is JAB, which is the investment vehicle, investment group controlled by the Ryman family, which is the German family, billionaire family. Traces its roots back to it's got a big investment in Reckitt Benckiser, or did anyway.
I think they also own Krispy Kreme, which is obviously at the other.
Well, JAB also just announced its transaction for Panera Bread a couple of weeks ago. But they're also selling out of, I think it was also announced today that they're looking at carrying out strategic review for Bally as well. So clearly they're looking to move out of luxury clothing or high-end clothing and into, well, I don't know what into, but it looks like they're you can see from the deal that they're doing with Panera Bread that that's a direction that they're moving to further into.
Understood. And anything else out there at the moment?
Well, in the Sunday papers, over the weekend, there were a few stories. Mark Kleiman got quite a good story, a little story on Gold Soccer Centre's rekindling merger talks with Power League, which I think was confirmed this morning. In the Sundays, I thought Dan Dunkley, who I was working with at the Sunday Times this weekend, had a good line on the whole imagination technology situation. He managed to dig out a story about how Imagination Technologies is looking to sell a stake in its MIPS division. I'm not sure how positive that is for Imagination Technologies. Clearly, it's under a bit of pressure there because of what happened with Apple a few weeks ago.
Of course.
And but that was a good line anyway, I thought, by Dan Dunkley on the front page of the Sunday Times. John Rees over at the Mail on Sunday, they splashed on, their business section splashed on how Ed Miliband, Sir Vince Cable and Lord Falconer had written a letter to the regulator asking it to block the 21st Century Fox's bid for Sky. Mm. Shares aren't down much on the back of that because I think the market's already expecting that sort of group of people to be opposing the transaction. It is trading at a bit of a discount to the offer price. So clearly there are a few people worried about that, and I have heard from quite good sources there are quite a few hedge funds that are have been getting increasingly nervous about that situation with the spiller over in the US around 21st Century Fox and the controversies there. Mm-hmm. They were quite interesting stories cropping up over the weekend. And then you've got quite a few of these deals, outstanding situations, such as BC Partners and Pollen Street bid for the Challenger Bank Shawbrook. You've still got the Tesco Booker deal to close. Standard Life Aberdeen merger, and also we had a recommended offer last week from WS Atkins for SNC-Lavalin's bid for WS Atkins. Mm-hmm. So, M&A, I would say, in the UK at least, is pretty healthy, and there are still some big deals happening over in the US as well. So perhaps this, once we get all the politics out of the way in a couple of months, we could see some serious deal making returning to the UK and Europe.
And certainly before summer, when a lot of people kind of step away from the market, maybe we've got deals that will come through hopefully in the next month or so.
It generally does tend to get quiet over the summer period, but somebody always tries to sneak a deal through during August because of it supposedly is quieter with less activity and less eyes on what's going on out there. And I've found during my career that there's always some kind of a big deal announced right at the beginning of September that's been worked on throughout August, when supposedly everybody's on holiday.
Everyone's got their laptop sitting there by the beach or pool.
Possibly, or if you're one of the junior analysts, you're sort of working 12-hour days on the transaction in the office.
Well, hopefully they get a holiday at some point. Ben, thank you very much for joining.
Worthwhile, I'm doing a bit of work around independent oil and gas again. Mm-hmm. So worthwhile keeping an eye on the website for a story on that. And I'm also doing some work about something quite big brewing in the telecom sector as well. So worthwhile keeping an eye on the website for a story on that.
Fantastic. Your website is, just to remind viewers?
It's Beaterville. Or www.beaterville.co.uk.
Okay, we'll take a look at that, viewers. Ben, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.